Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, drum.
Tonight, here we are again, and trying to recuperate from this warm day. you know, I guess in California they're going to be having a hurricane over there. Well, probably just remnants. I doubt if it hits full force, but it'll just be some social media content. There'll be some to talk about social media. We had a hurricane. Yeah, we survived, you know, and all it is by the time it hits LA and all that, it's just normal giant rainstorm. But hope they don't get washed down the LA River, sent out to Long Beach. A long time ago when you flush the toilet, they say, send it to Long Beach. That means flush the toilet. Whenever you need to flush the toilet, they say, send it to Long Beach, because I guess all the sewage goes out to Long Beach. Anyway, so hope you're all doing good and in the best of health and trying to keep on top of it all. Last week, I guess we had strange thing happening. It's weird. I kind of complained about it to Bob Radio, because, you know, let's see what they do about it. But the thing about it is, you know, we're here, and, you know, it's already in the middle of August, past the middle. Next month is September, and last year I remember we got a little snow in September. Not a lot, but it brushed us and left. And then October, I remember taking kids on trick-or-treat in snowstorm. You know, so we're going to get back into it. And I dread it, because last year we got a bad one. And you never know, we could have the same thing this year. And it's rough. I tell you what, it's rough. I mean, could handle the snowstorm, but the cost of it all, you know, like getting wood, people paying for propane, the electric bill. I mean, it's a monster. And the electric company, they don't care. They'll shut you right off. They're wicked. And why do we even have to use them? Why do we even have to go through that? You know? They reel you in like that, and they make you suffer. They make you bow down to them, you know? The thing about it is, we got to be strong, lots of prayers and everything. And I don't know about Sundance season. Looks like it's over. I know there was a Sundance recently, a few days back. It was probably over. Looks like that part of the season's over with. The cherries look like they're drying up, falling off, not too much. And, you know, looking at all the local news and stuff, you know, the American people out there, you know, like Chicago, they have a lot of murders over there. What they're doing is making a 12-hour, asking them not to shoot from 9 to 9. And I don't know what's going on in Porcupine, but they say people walking all over the road, you know, and I see a lot of things kind of going on in Indian country, you know. Let me see here. I was talking about Chicago making a truce with gangs. You know, the government is something else, ain't they? You know, like Indians, what they did to us is they call you renegade tribe are a peaceful tribe. The ones that turned themselves in were peaceful tribe, and then the renegade tribes were the ones like Crazy Horse and all them that didn't turn themselves in. And the government goes out and gets you. So I don't know what's going on with the black people. It's like they make truce with them, you know. They're giving them money for being black to say black, because they're not black. They're just dark brown. And they call themselves black people, but really they're Africans. They come from Africa. Whether it was yesterday or 500 years ago, they're still Africans, you know, just like the Washita. No matter if it's 500 years ago or yesterday, they're still Europeans. It don't change. If they moved into North Korea, they'd still call them Africans. Russia, they still call them Africans. They still call them Europeans, you know. But because they're over here, they change their name to Americans, you know. And like I mentioned last week, America was only like 174 years before I was born. They called it America. 174 years. You know, that's like a couple grandpas before I was born. There was no America. It was just a bunch of thieves running. They're still thieves. They just call themselves American, you know. But anyway, that's what's happening. And in Indian country, we still struggle, are still trying to confuse about American rights. Indians, they should understand. You ain't got no rights if you're a native, so quit trying to act like you do. You know, quit trying to act like you do. It's impossible. You're no matter what you do, you're still an Indian. You're still a native, indigenous. You know, and rights are meant for the Americans. So let's just keep all that in mind. You know, don't get lost and. I know you really want to be Americans really bad, you know. You really want to fit in with them. You try to put that white shirt and tie on. You try to cut your hair and throw a little blonde thing up on top. You try everything to be American. You try to wear cowboy hats so they can think you're Hopalong Cassidy or something. You do everything to try and be American, but you're never going to be. Because no matter what, you're still indigenous. You still belong to a tribe. You're still a tribal member. Even though you disagree, even though you turn your back on your own tribe and try to be American, you're still, no matter what, if you're Lakota, you're still Lakota. Even though you ride your motorcycle with American flag on the back, even though you raise that flag in front of the tribal building, you know, the occupation of the American. Even though you do that, look in the mirror. Look at the color of your skin. And so why would you want to join a bunch of thieves, crooks, that just made up their name 247 years ago? You know? I would like to see, you know, and I'm getting old, of course, so most likely I'll never see it. But I would like to see our people get back into being native, indigenous, being Lakota, being Apache, being Navajo, being Choctaw, being what you are. I would like to see that. And I would like to see you train your children, teach them what they are. You know, the American, their kids go to school, those little Euro kids that go to school. You ask them what they are, they say American. They don't even know what the hell they are. You ask a Washita what he is, He don't know what he says, American. You know, they don't know what the hell they are. And the ones that do are more appreciative of humanity. You get a European that admits that he's German or Norwegian or something. They're more respectful to other cultures. The American pale face, he's not like that. He thinks he's better. You know, you look at posts, they're talking about what I mentioned earlier about the blacks shooting up Chicago and making a peace treaty with them, you know, or a ceasefire or whatever you call it. You know, the two main gangs over there, the Lords and I forget what the other one is, but the two main gangs over there, Vice Lords or something, you know, and you forget what the other one is. Like, it don't even matter to me. But, you know, but yet you get the Mexicans and MS-13. The feds go after them. They got an MS-13 tattoo. Boom. They lock them up. But they have gang task force that hunt down Mexicans. You know, they go after them big time. But yet, these people shooting up each other in Chicago, they're pleading to have a ceasefire. What it is really, I think, the Wasichi doesn't mind them killing each other. They're just playing dumb, acting like they have no control of it, when they really can have control of it, but don't want to have control of it. Just let them keep killing each other. Keep killing each other. They like it. The American likes it when people of color are killing each other. They like it. They love it, you know? And just like me, I like to see them Wasichi fighting, to see Republicans and Democrats at each other's throat. I like those January 6th guys going over there attacking the Capitol, thinking they're bigger, they're more important than the ones in office, think they could use their American violence to take over. You know, you ever watch these bikers? Like, they just had Sturgis, right? You watch these bikers going to Sturgis and leaving Sturgis. When they pass by, look at all their faces. Look at them. What do you see? A bunch of old, pale faces with some beards, earrings. Most of them are 50, 60 years old, trying to play young again. I mean, I hate to use the word retarded, but, you know, they used to use that word back in the day. But I'll say lack of brain development. Grown men, supposed to be grandpas, sitting at home playing with their grandchildren on weekends, you know, enjoying that life. But no, here they are coming, passing by with these mean, ugly faces, beards, funky clothes, and packing pistols. I seen one get off his bike packing a pistol, you know. I mean, they carry guns in this country when they're supposed to be, the enemy's supposed to be over there someplace else. But they pack guns to murder other citizens that call themselves Americans. You know, they're allowed to do that, those pale face. I'm not calling them white because I try to slap myself when I call them white because they're not white. White is like a sheet, white sheet, or a white car, you know, or copy paper, white, you know. They're in white. The color white is meant to represent something clean, meant to represent something pure, sacred, wakana, you know. But they're not that way. Why would you call them something like that for? Why would you call that group of killers, thieves, invasive species white? Why would you call them white? I did because I was raised calling them white. But, you know, the more I get to understand life, the more I understand humanity, people are not meant to be represented as colors. They tried to call us the red man. We ain't red. And some of our people tried to go that route, red power. Then they got the Mexicans, brown power. You know, we're none of that. We're people. We have identity, pure identity. We come from tribes, from families, you know. So why do you want to represent yourself as a color? Why do you want to do that? You know, riding a motorcycle, somebody's got it all wrong already. Wow, I'm a tired for riding a motorcycle. Right away, somebody lacking brain development picked that up. I didn't say for riding a motorcycle. I said, look at the people riding motorcycles coming back from, or maybe we should see your face instead of looking at some picture of a four-leaf clover or whatever it is. Maybe you should show your face, you know? Maybe you fit the identity of what I'm talking about. Maybe you're a grown adult that rides around in groups because you can't be alone. Maybe you're that kind of person. That's what I'm talking about. These groups, these Hells Angels, these biker groups, riding in groups for identity because they're too cowardly to walk the streets alone, to be alone, raise a family, be by themselves. Why? Whoops, I heard some background things going on. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. I'm not calling you a tard, but yet, since you bring it up, you know, called you a tard, what, you guilty? You got a problem? You know? Nobody, I don't even know you. I'm talking about these Washichu bikers riding down the road. You know, I have a lot of friends that are bikers. They're not tards. A lot of people ride bikes because they enjoy it. Because they, you know, kind of like riding a horse, I guess. I had some motorcycles. I rode lots of motorcycles. I used to paint motorcycles. You know, I had chop bikes, you know. Had knuckleheads, you know. Well, that's because I'm an old guy. It's back in days when they had bikes like that. Nowadays, they look like Cadillacs, naked Cadillacs, you know. You know, that's how it is, you know. The thing I'm talking about is not to argue, but I'm talking about these grown adults that quit being grandpas to run around and look tough. You know, I mean, to packing guns, you know, acting tough in bars. You know, you ever go to Sturgis? I seen some guys in Sturgis taking photos. And the guy in the middle undid his pants and flipped his stuff out, thinking that's cool. Girls flashing their, you know. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. If you don't understand that, you know, if you don't understand that, you know, you cannot, if you don't understand that, then what can I say? Anyway, I better move on, you know. Can you hang this old man up? You know, I don't know. I guess somebody got upset and offended, you know. But I will just move on a little bit more here, you know. Last week we was talking about those reparations. And one of the reasons that they were talking, the Afros Americans were talking about why they should get reparations and Indians shouldn't, because they say we already get money from the government, that we already are rich. You know, most society thinks that we get a lot of money, you know, casino money, the government gives us a lot of money, but really it isn't true. So and a lot of Indians that live in the cities, they ain't getting no help. There's a lot of Indians out there so anyway, Philip and Wayne, if you want to jump in, you can jump in.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I just wanted to say too, you know, I just wanted to add in to the this Wayne here. I just want to add into the fact that circle back to the government terms here, you know, about, you know, European and, you know, Afro-American or African, you know, the government itself gives us terms as well. They want to generalize us in a group. They call us Indians or Native Americans or Native Alaskans. You know, they don't want to call us by our own tribal names like Cherokee. They don't want to call you by Olaga Lakota. They want to give us the government term, which is just Indian. But then again, they want to go ahead and try to make us distinct as well. Go ahead, Wombly.
Yeah, go ahead. I was listening. But the point is, you know, the most poorest counties in the country are on Lakota reservations, Rosebud, Pine Ridge, you know, and we don't get no money. As a matter of fact, the government gave a whole bunch of COVID money to the tribes, and the tribes kept most of it, you know. But they did shell out a couple thousand here and there, you know. I mean, I got some, you know, I'm not going to lie. I got some COVID money, you know. Spent most of my money going to hospital. But, you know, what gets me is people get mad at me for things that I, you know, they misunderstand and take offense to everything I say without thinking. Like one guy automatically saying, I'm calling them a tard for riding a bike. Oh, look at John Davis is on the chat every week. He supports a radio show. He rides motorcycle. I rode motorcycle. All my bros, Bimber's a Harley, works on Harleys, you know. His sons, a lot of our people ride motorcycles. I mean, riding motorcycles, riding horse, and having some kind of hobby, off time or whatever you want to call it, there's nothing wrong with that. That ain't what I'm talking about. You know, if you want to include yourself in with what I did mention about all these guys coming from Sturgis, going to Sturgis, you know, looking like grown men looking mean to everybody, cutting people off the road, being ornery to people at convenience stores and wherever they stop. You know, I mentioned last week, it's funny, I mentioned this about going to the bathroom and a bunch of bikers are there and some bikers come in screaming because somebody's in the toilet and they got to go. So someone in the background says, some guy went in there. He's an Indian guy. And right away, what the F, you know, right away, racism. You know, I was mentioning that. And Philip, you don't need to go off into that, back to that, back to the poop story. You know, I mean, this is serious stuff, you know. It's like, that's how they are. And that's what I'm pointing out. When they get in those groups, they get real bold, real disrespectful. But if you see them by themselves, they're a whole different person. You know? But when you see them on the highway packed in, I remember a few years ago, we were doing construction on Highway 18, and they were tearing up the road, so they had flag girls. Passed by a bunch of bikers, didn't want to stop for the flag girl. She tried to stop. They kicked at her. Yeah, they kicked at her and kept going. They wanted trouble. What was funny was she got on the phone and called her cousins and them on the other side. And when they came out the other side, they got stoned, knocked off their bikes and all. So what did they do? Right away, they all called the cops. First, they're tough on that side, kicking people. But on this side, they're calling the cops. That's what I'm talking about, those kind of people. So if you want to get offended about me talking about them and include yourself as one of them, go ahead, go have at it. But it's a fact. If you live in South Dakota on an Indian reservation, during Sturgis, they come driving right through Highway 18, Highway 20, Highway 83. They're coming through in packs. Highway I-90, you watch them. They're not nice people when they're in groups like that. You know? Anyway, that's what I was talking about. And people... And then someone said a little earlier, why don't you pick up the phone? I didn't see no phone. Nobody's calling in here except you guys. I didn't see nobody there. But from the look of it.
Give them the phone number.
But
give them the phone number, Wawa.
Well, they know. Hey, cool it now. They got the phone number or they wouldn't be on the chat. You know? And I wouldn't talk to them anyway because they're calling in to be bullies. And I don't want to waste my time with bullies. If they want to be bullies, go call somebody else. You know, we need to discuss, talk about things that affect our people. Things that affect our people is what I was talking about, you know. You know, I was talking about bikers going through and being racist to the people. My sister was going to a funeral and she stopped at a convenience store and she was getting gas and she's in a gas line. They cut in front of her, get the F out of the way, you got, you know, and started calling her names. So she just got out the way and let them have at it. That's the kind of people there. You know, that's what I'm talking about. What's important is that we understand we got to be careful for them because they're up to no good all the time. You know, I mean, they've been known to go out of their way to seek violence. They've been known to travel hundreds of miles to shoot up somebody. I told you a few years ago, one of them came all the way from the East Coast, came to our res looking for my cousin. And, you know, you come to the res and ask around, they, you know, I think the guy's lucky he didn't run into my cousin, because he might have been buried out in the back someplace, you know. They don't understand, you know. People do not care about jail when they want to be up to no good. They don't even think of it. They don't think about prison until they're faced with it, you know. And right now in these modern times, it ain't a good place to be, go to prison, because every race that you hate is sitting right there before you. If you hate the Afros, they're there. If you hate Euros, they're there. If you hate the Mexicans, they're there. You hate Indians, they're there. And you're stuck with them once you go there. And no telling how they treat you when you show up. You know? So, you know, I'm just talking about how violence doesn't work, but people don't care. That's why those Chicago people are shooting up Chicago. They don't care about prison. In their brain, they go to prison, they get validated. You know, they come out, now I'm an ex-con. Yeah, I was in there with so-and-so from the Crips, from the blah, blah, blah. And they come out sometimes worse, you know. But they don't know what it's like in there. But, you know, if you got any kind of brain development, you don't want to go to prison. And if you think you can do stuff and get away with it, more power to you. But, you know, it's real difficult to get away with crime nowadays, no matter what, no matter how slick you think you are, you know. And the price for criminal activity is something you don't want to, especially if you got family, children, woman, you know, or whatever. I know some people lose their mind, break up with a woman. Okay, I'm going to go kill somebody. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. Go burn this down. Go, you know, when they, but, you know, if you've got any kind of intelligence about you, it's better to just try to get by, you know. I know out in the society out there, maybe it's hard to get jobs or whatever. I always tell people, if you want to work, learn to play bass and get a CDL and you never go hungry. That's the truth. So if you don't have a job, get you a CDL or learn how to play bass guitar. You'll make some money. Bands are always looking for bass players. People are always looking for truck drivers. You know, go get you a job. You know, maybe you're not in the right field if you're starving, you know, but there's work out there. Or just be a handyman, you know. You know, but be careful, you know. Be careful what you do, because, you know, you could end up in some bad situation just helping people out, you know, trying to do help people save money. And the next thing, you know, I remember one time in Colorado, I was moving trailer house in Colorado, and some Ashitu came up, hey, man, can you come help me out? I just need a trailer house moved 50 feet. I'll pay you. I didn't want to do it, but he kept bugging me, so I went over and looked at it. He wanted the trailer house moved from this side to that side of the trailer court, you know? But there was a tree in the way. There was a couple obstacles there. And he kept bothering me. Well, anyway, I did it. I pulled him out, got around one tree, then was backing him into the next place. And I backed up too far and hit a pole, you know, and his trailer house kind of got a dent in the back. So now he wants to sue me. He's cussing me out, didn't want to pay me what he said he was going to pay me, and all kinds of stuff broke out over that ordeal. You know, but he wasn't back there trying to stop me either. You know, I can't look back there, you know, need some help, you know. Anyway, people blame you for stuff like that. So you can get into bad situations just helping people out. But the point is, I was talking about, you know, you want to get a job, you need work. There's places to work, I believe. I mean, I remember I tried looking for work, going to businesses like normal people do, going to employment office, all this stuff. Nothing ever panned out. Couldn't find nothing. But I always found work in the weirdest ways, you know. They want school bus drivers. But you better not be an ex-felon. And you better not be smoking pot. That's the other thing. There's a lot of work out there, but you got to pass drug tests. And you all know how long pot takes to clear up, you know. Even though pot's legal, they say. You know, it's legal, but you know what? Don't do that. A couple weeks ago, a bro of mine got busted on the res with pot in his car. From what I understand, it's legal, but you got to get it from a certified, you know, like a pot store. And then you better have a receipt where you got it from. You know, or something. I don't know what the rules are, but I tell people don't trust them. You know, I don't smoke the stuff myself, but if I did smoke it, I would continue acting like it's illegal. I would act like it's against the law and sneak around. Feel more safer doing that. Because when you know, something like that is dangerous. Because the government, from what I understand, it's not legal with the government. It's legal in some states, you know. And so they're already trying to figure out how to bust you for something that's legal. There's always a way for them to come and get you when you think something's legal. I'd rather act like stuff's illegal and don't even go there, you know. I don't believe a word they say. Anyway, I was looking at, you know, people was talking, some Indians were talking about Trump, you know. Will Trump go to prison? You know, care if he does or not. He's not my business. But, you know, all of them should go to prison. They're all doing wicked stuff. You know, every American leader, Biden, with his Ukraine project over there, stealing gas, making money off the Ukrainians over gas and fuel, but under the cover of Russia invading Ukraine, you know, using that excuse. You know, Hunter Biden was over there way before this war started on their hustling, on the fuel and oil hustle, the gas line hustle in the Ukraine, you know. So they're all criminals, you know, every one of them. Obama's a criminal. They're all criminals. Is Trump worse than them? No, they're all the same to me, you know, Republican, Democrat. I don't care who you are. If you're running for the American government office, you're a criminal. Because remember, this land is not their land. So they know it. It was mentioned in court in the 1970s. The Supreme Court said they were wrong. And they still do it. They're criminal. So are they worse than Trump? They're all the same. What do you think about that? Do you think one's better than the other? Well, the thing about Trump is he brought out all the racism when it was hidden. He brought them out in the open. So now he's bringing out the criminals, you know, like Marjorie Green or what the hell her name is over there. All these Republicans, they're sticking up for Trump. They're saying that that's a witch hunt and all that. They know he's a criminal. They know he's a pedophile. They know everything about him, but they're still defending him and still trying to make a stink over that, their election. Their election of who's going to run stolen land, who's in charge of stolen land, of who's going to take the driver's seat tonight. You know? And then our people are right in with them. They agree with it. Okay, NATO's for the vote. NATO's for Biden and Harris. NATO's for Trump. NATO's for, you know. What that is NATO's for their occupation. NATO's to keep them there. NATO's to stab us in the back and support their occupation. That's what that is. They try to justify it by saying, if we get into office now, if we need Indians in there, we get Indians in there, we'll get opportunity. Baloney. Do you believe that? How long has it been since Nighthorse Campbell been in? He was in there. He was a senator for Colorado or something.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, good. I'm good. Thank you for saying that. Because you know what? No Indian is going to have the courage to go in there and face up to them and say, you know what? Now I'm in office. I'm a senator or I'm a judge. So let's free Leonard Peltier. Let's move everybody out to treaty land. If you're talking about treaty land, I don't agree with treaties either at all. Because treaties, that's kind of, you know, that really gets me how you can allow somebody to break into your house. And then when you argue and fight them for being in your house, and they know you're right, they say, okay, well, let's make a treaty. You can have the bathroom and the bedroom, and we'll have the kitchen and the living room, and we'll agree on who uses the channel selector. That's what a treaty is. They came in, invaded this country, and you're going to make a treaty with them for invading your country? No. Think about it. And then they got the treaty signers. And you look at the treaties, dig them up on the, I'm not into Google research and all that either. But I know for a fact you can Google up these treaties and you can look and see the signatures. What, 300 or 400 signatures? On treaty that covers thousands of miles. with tribes that have 50,000 people and there's only 300 signatures. None of that's right. It don't take much brains to figure that out. You know, it don't take no brains at all to figure that out. So,
well, here's the thing too, Wombly, is our people didn't make the treaties. They made the treaties and then brought them to us to sign. We didn't make
exactly.
the treaties. And
we all know that.
And, yeah, coerced and forced and got, you know, people drunk and sell them, sign this paper.
So ain't that what I'm talking about? Exactly
yeah.
what you're saying there. That's what I'm talking about. Treaties. How they got there, how they got 300 signatures, and some of them names were probably made up. You know, how do they do this? My point is, treaties, how can they be valid with only that system of getting names, that system of having only 300 names? You know? When they, like you pointed out, getting people drunk and having them sign, getting them drunk. That's how they got Bennett County. There's a county between Rosebud, Pine Ridge, of Washichu. How did they get that county? They got that county the same way, by getting Indians drunk, Indians blah, blah, this and that. But we're already on a reservation. We're already prisoners of war. But those treaties they made outlined from the Missouri River, Wyoming, down to Kansas, up north. But yet, look at all. You go down Nebraska. Who lives down there? Nothing but racists. There's Indians living in Nebraska. They're living in beat-up trailer courts and working for the slave takers. And you're right. And that's what I said about these treaties. Why should we even mention a treaty? Why should you get over there and say, I'm original? There was one guy came on the radio show. He was all gung-ho. I'm a descendant of a treaty signer. You know, like that was a proud thing. I'm Itacha. You know, he's a chief. I would be ashamed to say my dad signed the treaty and gave up our land. Now, that might offend normal Indians, normal Lakotas, normal Cheyennes or other tribes that made treaties with the government. That will offend them. But think about it. No tribes should have ever made a treaty with the Washichu, especially when they've only been around 244 years, you know. They made their own government, or what, 247 years, you know, 170 years before I was born. You were making treaty of somebody who showed up last week and took over your land, and now you're making a treaty with them? They took over your land, and you're over there gonna agree to have the bathroom. You know, they got the kitchen, the refrigerator, the living room, the TV, the garage, everything, the water, and you're gonna feel comfortable with that, and then you're gonna say, yeah, I signed that treaty. Now I'm somebody. Is that the right education to teach your children? Is it? Huh? Is it? That's why I rub shoulders the wrong way. I rub people the wrong way. They don't like to hear it. You know, just like I assumed that was a native that got on earlier in the chat and started making comments. You know, I think it was probably a native biker that rides bike and got offended and said, I'm calling him a, he didn't say retard, or she, it was probably, I could have been a woman, probably, calling her a retard for riding a bike. I didn't say that. But you see, when we talk about these things, we become the bad guys. If we put down that American flag, then they want to attack us. The Indians, they say, we fought for that flag, so we should have it. You know? No, 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 no. I agree. Our people were victorious. His little bighorn, Greasy Grass. They killed Custer there. They say we took the flag or whatever. Of course, when they were flying the flag and they got their butt whipped, so they lost the flag. They did. The U.S. didn't lose the flag because a few days later they showed back up looking for our people still having that flag. So you got the mentality to go and say, oh, we fought for that flag, so that's why we fly it. No, 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 no. That ain't how our people felt about it when they took that flag. Because Lakotas don't care about a flag. We carry eagle staffs. We carry staffs. I don't care if we take a flag away from the KKK. If we take a flag from the KKK, does that mean we can run around and fly the KKK flag? Or fly the Nazi flag? You see, the mentality doesn't work with certain people. But the majority of the people think that's the way it is. Now we're Americans, we should fly that flag in honor of Native American veterans. I seen a guy begging for food. I always see these pale faces at truck stops or at the corners of signs. Combat veteran needs help, needs. What he's saying is, I'm a killer. I kill indigenous people for the Americans, but I'm broke, so help me out. Are you going to help out a killer? When, I was at a Sundance, and they said, we got a veterans list. Go sign the veterans list. Hell, I ain't signing no killer list of killing indigenous people. Who the hell? What were they doing? Anybody that was in the Marine Corps during that time went to boot camp. Right in boot camp, those drill instructors were brainwashing you into hating people you don't know. You effing goop, you effing, they were, can you hate them right in boot camp? So when you went over there to fight them, you had hate for them. So you could murder them, massacre them. Because they taught you how to hate them right in boot camp. And the media teaches you how to hate people. Like they do right now. They're teaching you how to hate Russians because we're invading the Ukraine. And nobody knows how racist and wicked the Ukraine is. They don't care. Train you to hate, and you hate. they tell you who to hate and you hate. Our kids get trained in school who they're supposed to stand with, who they're supposed to support. Indian kids were running around, Obama, Obama, when Obama was running. That ain't right. That ain't right what they do to you. That ain't right. But they made those people go over there and murder Vietnamese for what? If any of you ever went over there and went to them countries over there, the Far East, and watched how they live in huts, living like we did, outhouses. You know, struggling to survive during war, getting bombed by napalm, by these jets, these pilots who all got medals. And you're going to come back over here and feel proud that you was over there doing that? Come sign this list. And you know what? People that hear me talk, they hate my guts. Indians, natives, they hate your guts. I remember AIM leader. I'm glad they don't come on this radio show no more. But one guy was, one Indian was talking about, you know, he when he was in the Navy, and this AIM leader right on the radio show said, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. You know, and what started the American Indian Movement? This guy totally forgot what started the American Indian Movement. It was our people protesting the American and that flag. That's why the American Indian Movement started. They invaded us, first of all. They took away our languages and stepped on our spirituality, made it against the law. We had to struggle to get native rights, you know, just to have Inipi again and things like that. So our people went to Minneapolis to support the people in the city, Minneapolis, who were getting arrested, busted, prosecuted, persecuted, whatever you want to call it, beaten up, shot. They went over there to help them, and they stood up against that American flag. They stood up against them for justice. And here, what happens? Today, they forgot all that. Today, one of them was taking pictures with the chief of police. Bless his soul, he's passed away now. Other ones that moved on. But these certain people were trying to get the American Indian Movement to vote, to get into office, and to support the police. Now, we can't support nobody that's still killing Indians, that is still beating up Indians, that's still prosecuting Indians. When they quit doing that, when they show they're not going to do that no more, then maybe we could talk to them, maybe. But until that time's happened, we don't go sit in a room with them and listen to them make promises to you. And you say, oh, okay, well, he sounds like a good guy. Let's vote for him to be chief of police. Good night, John. Anyway, You see what I'm saying? We have to be careful. And remember that word apology. Remember that word. Some of you really like it. I always say, we want them to apologize. So if they get up and stand there and say, I'm sorry to you, that makes you feel better? That washes away their sin? That remedies the loss you suffer of them killing your own guy, of genocide, because they say they're sorry? Me, remorse is something that needs to be shown and displayed, remorse. How do they show remorse for all the things they've done? Kind of pretty hard. Apology, saying they're sorry, doesn't fix that. Because they're telling you they're sorry, but they're still living on treaty land. They're still building bars right around Bear Butte. They're buying up land around Bear Butte, putting bars, alcohol. Remorse? Where's the remorse? How could they show remorse? You guys got any idea how they could show remorse? Wayne, Philip.
What do you mean how we can show remorse? It's them. That's
no,
them.
Wait a minute, Wayne. Who said we? You must have heard me wrong like those people heard me, because I didn't say that. I said, how does our people accept their apology, and what do we need to see from them to believe in remorse? You know, what do they need to do to make it look
give the land
look
back.
Right?
They need
the
to get on a boat
back.
And go back to their own. Yeah, go to the back to their own land. All right, you know,
there.
Leave
those
us alone.
Those are
back
the,
our land.
Those are the exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. But that is the only remorse they can show. Because apology ain't getting it. As we speak, they're selling our land. They even sold our land to foreigners. They sold our land to Asians. Scenic, the town of Scenic was sold to Asians. That's supposed to be treaty land. There's a town in right after you leave Martin, going the other way. See, I have a brain lock on that town. But they sold that to Asians. They're always talking about China and want to have big sweat. Yeah, it's sweat. The town's called Sweat. They sold that town to Asians. There's a town when you leave Cheyenne, Wyoming, heading west before you get over the top there. There's a town on the left side they sold to Asians. They always talk bad about China and everything, but they're always selling land, our land, to Asians. They sell our land. Like Wounded Knee, where the massacre is, a German or some European owns that. He has a real long last name, like Polish or some kind of name, but he owns that. Wounded Knee, he owns it. How the hell did he own it? You know. So there was a a thing a few years ago of them trying to buy Wounded Knee back. And people were arguing, why should we buy it back when we own it? Yeah. So you're right. Why should we buy it back? But if you don't buy it back, you're never going to have it. From what I see. And if you buy it back, is that going to be good in court? Another thing. But you guys are right. The only remorse they can show is by going away. Say, you know what? We're sorry for massacring all your people. We're killing all your people. We really feel bad about it. We're destroying your way of life and everything we did to you, including taking your language and ceremonies from you. We really feel bad about it. So to show you how remorseful we are, we're getting on a ship first thing out tomorrow. We're going to board airplanes. We're going to leave. And we're going to give this entire country back to natives. Long Island, Illinois, Los Angeles, Houston, Miami, Atlanta, Charleston, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, Baltimore, Buffalo, giving it all back to you. And no longer.
I think they can also. Pay for all the resources that they stole from our people, like the natural gas and the gold and all that. And by the way, if they decide to go back, who's going to pay the Africans their money for what they want, their reconciliation or, you know, whatever
yeah,
they call
the that's why I said I said the king of England, Philip or whatever his name is, they got there now. I said that one is responsible for paying those Africans they brought over. Oh, Charles, King Charles. I don't even know their name. Someone has to correct me all the time. It's how much I keep track of their of them. They mean nothing to me. I don't even know their names. You know.
Well, I think
Charles.
all those countries over there need to pay the reparations. Spain, they
exactly.
had a hand in it coming over here.
Yeah.
The
For
Dutch,
sure.
the French, they all had
Portuguese.
A hand in it, and they all need to pay reparations to our people first, though.
They need to, but. I wouldn't take shit from them. Nothing.
The Vatican,
they
too.
Can go away. They can go away and leave us alone. That's all. Don't take nothing from them. Nothing. Never take nothing from them. That's why my people never took money from the Black Hills. Never. Never.
Well,
never take
that's
a cent
one
from them.
Spot where that's one thing that you and I differ on, because personally I think the Vatican needs to pay my people back all the gold that they stole.
Gold out of the Black Hills. Tons of it. And you know, actually, and there's still tons still there. You know. Yeah, you can differ all you want, because Mazel Skull apparently means more to you than it does to us. We don't want their money. We don't want nothing from them. We just want them to go. We want them
that's
out
just
of here.
It. It's, but,
you know,
but Wombly, that's just it. It's not theirs.
That well,
it's gone. Stolen from here.
Yeah, but see, you're talking about getting something back. That's like trying to get a leg back they took from you. It's never going to happen. You know? But if they go, that's good. That's worth more than all the gold they took if they just leave. You know? If they just get up and go, that's important. But it's not just you and me that's different. It's you and my people that, because my people, the Lakota, wouldn't sign to take that money. Speaks a lot. It isn't just me. We don't take that money. Because once you take a penny from them, they have the mentality to think, there, that's our remorse. That's, you know, and that ain't remorse.
Well, here's what my thoughts are on that. Those items that were made of gold that were stolen from my Mexica people were sacred items. To me, it's not a monetary thing. It has nothing to do with Mazatzka. It has everything to do with returning those sacred items, whatever form they're in right now. Because, of course, they melted it down and made whatever they wanted to make with it. But that doesn't belong to them. That belongs to my people. That belongs to other people that they stole gold from. There were other nations that made sacred items out of that material.
So that's like you go to Germany. They got scalps and all kinds of stuff they took from Indians throughout their time. They got them over there. So what you're saying is you ain't never going to be satisfied until they give you that money back. Well, I understand that. But you know what? I'll be satisfied. My people will be satisfied. And they said this. Tom Poorbear said this. We don't care about their money or nothing. We just wish they would go and leave us alone. You know, and that's all we care about, if they would go and leave us alone without no, oh, but you bring back that sacred item, bring back that, you know. I mean, they can have all that stuff and shove it up where the sun don't shine. We don't care. We just want them gone. It's like when you break up with somebody. And then they keep showing up. I came back to pick up that tape that I left at your house. I came back to pick up my frying pan. I came back because my car's there, you know. I came back. Now, I don't want them to have no reason to come back when they go. But, of course, we're just talking bullshit here because that ain't never gonna happen. But I see your point. You know, I see your point. That stuff ain't never gonna happen. But as far as remorse goes, if they get up and leave, that's remorse. If they go away and leave us alone, that's remorse. You know? And my people, we don't want nothing from them. We don't want a penny from them. They just go away and let us return and start all over from scratch. We can't. It's like what happened in Hawaii. Right now, the Hawaiians, there's a lot of Hawaiians saying they don't want the tourists back. They don't even want the Americans to come help them rebuild. They wish they would never come back. And what do the Americans say? The Americans say, oh, they can't survive without us because there's other countries that we can get pineapples from. You know, there's other, they need us to survive. The American actually believes that nobody can survive without them. You know what? Get rid of all the Americans and all the people that live in Hawaii that don't belong there. And let them Hawaiians start from scratch. They will do just fine. They don't need jobs. They don't need to work for the hotels. Tear them hotels down. All they need to do is continue like they did before the Americans showed up. Go back out in that ocean and bring the fish in and eat. Grow on their farms, pineapples and all the stuff. They only need, now they don't need to grow so much. They just need enough for themselves. People will survive without the American, without their Cadillacs, without their Harleys. We're just addicted to all their baloney, even their Marlboro cigarettes. You know what I mean? I mean, how many Indians live on the Indian reservation that don't get no money from the government or nothing, but still somehow survive? People think I'm rich. I'm not rich at all. Come watch how I live. But I get by without the government, especially now, summer, we got zucchinis, we got melons, we got all kinds of stuff growing out there. In the winter time, you know, usually my cousin drops off some deer, 4 months on that deer. You know, we pack up, she jars up zucchini and everything all winter long. Our people get choke cherries and make like burgers out of them and dry them, pack them up. We don't need their ass. And if they left totally, we wouldn't even need gas. We just live here where we're at. What do we need gas for? You see, we got horses. We don't need their ass. But the American thinks that when you're poor, you need them. They measure your poverty. They measure that and call you poor by according to how you live. Well, you might not be poor because you're free as a bird without them. Without them, you're free as a bird. And those people in Hawaii, if they got rid of everybody that don't belong there, they can survive really good in that place. When the Americans left Vietnam, Vietnam got itself back together real quick. When the Americans put sanctions on Russia, they thought they're hurting the Russians. Them Russians don't care about America. They have their own cars, their own jets. They grow their own food. They have their own technology. The only thing they need Americans for is to buy parts for their American Fords they bought or their American things that they have. But them countries like Russia and China, they have their own technology, their own internet, their own. Now they have their own credit card system, their own money system. They don't need the American dollar. The American Visa, MasterCard, all them left Russia years ago. And Russia, Iran, India, China, and all them, they hooked up their own system together. Nobody needs the Americans. You know, there, Rush Limbaugh, when he was alive, he had a Navajo woman on the radio. She said, oh, I'm so proud of America for being American. If we weren't Americans, if they didn't come and save us, we would be a poor third world country and blah, blah, blah. It's like indigenous people don't want to give their own self credit for their own intelligence, their own ingenuity, their own versatilities. They don't want to give themselves credit. We don't need them. Without the American, I would do just fine. We got enough wildlife around here. We got enough prairie hens to eat, turkeys, wildlife, vegetation, fruits. Bees have honey all over in the forest, you know? We just think we need them. You know, one time they shut my phone off for a couple months. You guys probably didn't even know it. I got so used to it, it didn't even bother me. Okay, Joseph Gibson. He just made a comment exactly they said about the Hawaiians. The American said the same thing Joseph Gibson just said. They said, what if the Americans never showed up in Hawaii? Then the Japanese or Chinese or someone else would have took control of them. In other words, the Americans think they're better than somebody else. They think it's a blessing that they took over Hawaii better than the Japanese did, better than the Chinese. But here's the point. Joseph says, let's be honest with this. I agree, but what happens if China comes over here or Russia? They won't come over here if you guys are gone. You're the ones they're after. They're not after us. China will not invade this country because I heard it from their own mouth. They don't want to have American blood mixed in with their blood. It's bad blood. The Russians feel the same. They don't want their blood mixed in with Americans. That killer sea with blood. You know, and all of these cultures are, you know, they're here. And which one is better? None of them are better. But when they leave, like we were talking, you know, like we're dreaming, if they showed remorse and they went back and left, well, so would all these other people would have no reason to be here either because they don't have a leg to stand on. I mean, Americans actually believe they are a better human being than anybody else. They actually believe they're a better human being than a Chinese or a Russian. But you know what? I've been to China. I've been to Russia. I've been all over this world. And the worst human being on earth is American. The one occupying this country right now. The worst human being ever is right here. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. And how they brainwash everybody. You You have to wake up, Mr. Gibson. We spoke with you. We kind of established a little trust in you, and I'm glad that you're here to mention this, because you made me forget that point of how the Americans were saying, if we didn't conquer Hawaii, then the Chinese or Japanese would have. Then what? You know what? Nobody conquered the Hawaiians until the Americans did. The Chinese didn't conquer them. Japan didn't come and conquer them. That's like, you know, nobody speaks like that, just you guys. Just you guys. You know what Putin said? Putin said he's got more country than he's got people over there. They only have like 150 million people in Russia. He said that country's big enough. He don't need no more to invade America. And the Chinese the same way. The American is the only one that's greedy, possessive, jealous to think like that. To think. Well, we're better. You should thank us for coming, killing you all. You should thank us for genocide. You should thank us for invading your land. You should thank us for destroying your land. You should thank us. We're better people. We're better than Russia. We're better than China. We're better than everybody. You should thank us. That's their logic. And they were telling the Hawaiians that, because the Hawaiians were saying that. I mean, I wish I had the time to copy and paste everything that I read, what Americans say about those fires in Hawaii. And the Hawaiians are mad because you know what started the fire in Hawaii? What started the fires? It was the power lines, the electricity. If they would have never had electricity and what the Americans call progress, there would never have been a big fire over there. That's what started those fires. Man made Washichu stuff. Someone, he asked me, did you really like Russia? Just curious. You know what? To tell you the truth, I did like Russia. Slovenia. I did like other countries I explored and went to. I did like the people in other countries. I did enjoy them. So by saying, did you really like Russia? That sounds a little bit like it bothers you that somebody could like somebody you hate so much. Somebody you hate for no reason. Somebody you hate because they taught you to hate. You know what? I'm a free man. I have a free soul. You know what? I have a free soul. And for this reason, I went and traveled. I went around the world. Yeah, of course, I was in the military and got forced travel that way. But while I was on, since I was at it, I did enjoy the places I went. I did enjoy the people. I did enjoy the Chinese. I did enjoy the Asians, the Vietnamese, the Koreans, the Filipinos, Singapore, Malaysians. I did enjoy them. So does that bother you any more than enjoying Russia? Just curious. Mr. Gibson, if you're willing to learn, that's good. We're never too old to learn. In order to learn, you know, we need to look in the mirror. When I look in the mirror, what do I see? I see a Lakota getting gray, getting old. If I stand in front of a full mirror and see my old bod, I say, damn, man, I got fat and out of shape. I see myself. I acknowledge myself. For you to learn and become educated, you need to look at yourself. And what kind of man are you? Or like you say, what kind of man are you? You know, need to first learn that. And how did I get here? What am I here for? What is the purpose going on here? How come I'm pale face, but I live over here on Indian land? You know, you learn, and then you can say, you know what? I worked, so here's what I'm going to do. Probably can't do it now since the Americans incarcerated you more than they already did. You see, a few years ago, if you wanted to, you could buy a ticket, Joe. You could buy a ticket. You could go to Russia, visit Russia. You could go to Belarus. You can go to Poland. You can go to Slovenia. You can even go to Ukraine. You could go wherever, Croatia, Crimea. If you wanted to, you could go to all them countries, Germany, go into East Germany. Years ago, when I first went to Germany, I used to go into East Germany where people used to make fun of East Germans. And I liked it in East Germany. Americans always made fun of East Germans. They were racist. The Americans made people hate Czechoslovakians, Polish. The Americans are always behind some kind of racism. But go and see for yourself. And don't impose your will on other countries, on other people. Don't go over there and say, this is how you do it. This is how we do it in America. Because Americans are good at that. This is how we do it. Don't do it. This is how we do it. So, don't do that. Go over there and see how they do it. Go over there and get acquainted. And you will find a whole other thing about life, about logic. Another thing I would tell you to do, Joe, I don't know how old you are, but being that you're white, being that you're pale, and European, you should go wherever you think you come from and learn their language. You're German, go learn German. The Polish, learn Polish. Even the Irish had their own language. I don't know if they still speak it. You know?
Yeah, they do. They actually almost lost their language, and they started up schools on learning how to speak Gaelic.
Yeah, so go to Italy, Joseph, and learn Italian. If you learn another language, you will be so proud of yourself, because when you learn a language, you learn a whole nother logic that goes along with the language. Every language has a beautiful logic that goes with it. If you learn Lakota, for example, you will look at a tree differently. You will look at a horse differently. You will look at animals differently. You will look at the earth differently. Every language has its own logic. And if you learn it, you will see how beautiful another logic is besides English logic. English has a vulgar logic. F this, F that. Drink, 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 alcohol, alcohol. You know, they have no logic. The little bit of logic they have is from other cultures. You know, but go travel, Joe. You're not too old to do that. Keep in mind, the American ruined everything for you. They imprisoned you some more. Now, they made it where you can't go to Russia. They made it where you can't go to Ukraine. They made it where you can't just get on the plane and travel around. They ruined everything for you, Joe. Did you know that? Or do you even think about that? You don't realize how much they hindered you, that you can't get on the plane to buy a ticket to any place no more because they ruined it. The Americans ruined it for you. They stole everybody's freedom. They took it from you. You can't just get up and go visit no place right now. The other reason is because the American is hated so much wherever they go. Your life is in danger. I found that out. One time, some people, a long time years ago, I was doing a gig in Berlin, in Kreuzberg, a rock and roll gig, and a bunch of people ran over there and started protesting me because I'm American, they said. You Americans! They hated Americans. But some other Germans went over there, and I got on the microphone. I said, hey, don't you dare call me an American, you... Boop, 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 you. Do das nicht. Don't do that. Lakota. I'm Lakota. Don't you dare call me. And they changed right away and turned peaceful and went the other way. I was on a train sneaking out of Ukraine, that racist country. And some guys asked me, oh, you're American? Well, I was with an interpreter. To an interpreter, I told him, as I looked him in the face with my finger pointing at their face, don't you ever call me an American. You hear that? Don't you ever call me American. I'm Lakota. Don't you ever do that. Well, they looked at me, and right away, next thing, they was shaking my hands. They want to take selfies with me, you know. They hate Americans. So don't think, because if I was you and wanted to go travel, just go there and say, I'm Italian. I speak with a Southern accent because I was kidnapped, you know. Don't you go around the world bragging about you're American, because they'll tell you to go back home. Their favorite line is, Yankee, go home. Get out of here. Even the other, I'll call them whites, because those white nations act more humane. So those are the real white people, because they're not racist like Americans are. Americans don't deserve to be called white. Those white races across that ocean don't like Americans. They call Americans, they say, you act like that because you're inbred, incest, and everything. They say you multiplied quick from the Mayflower, from just incest and inbreeding. They say that's why you have warped minds and can't think straight and have so much hate and racism in you. Think about it. Go get you a plane ticket. Try to go someplace and visit your European family over there. Go over there and visit to watch how they live. See how they live. Yeah, go see how they live. You'll be surprised. Don't look at them from the outside in. You know, fortunate thing for me as being a musician and traveling in rock and roll band is when I went abroad and visited other countries, I was able to join in with common man in Russia, Europe, wherever I went. I went and stayed in people's homes. I ate their food. But rich Americans, they stay at the Hilton hotels. They stay and only meet the wealthy people, you know, celebrities. Like Floyd Westerman, he went to St. Petersburg, Russia, but he stayed in a hotel. He never got a chance to meet the real Russians. I did. I went into the settlements. It's like when I was in the Marine Corps, when I was overseas, when I went off base, I visited natives. The Asian people, the whoever's, and walked in their societies with them. They fed me. Really good, beautiful people. But the normal American, they go over there feeling all American, hating on everybody, thinking that nobody can, you know. I remember some American lady in Vienna, Austria, accused us of button in front of her in the airport line. I'm American. F you. Well, next thing you know, she realized she's nobody over there. They almost made her cry. Yankee, go home. American doesn't have no. They like you to think they do, but they don't. And I'm sorry for talking so much, but Philip and Wayne didn't jump in as much as I was hoping they would. But they participated, and I thank Philip and Wayne for their input. And the best things that they said, similar to what others say, Yankee, go home, and we'll accept. That will be your remorse. Go home. Get out of here. Go away. And everything's good after that. Maybe we'll accept you back if you come back properly. But go away, you know. In the meantime, we're stuck here putting up with. They use the term pig. I'm sure you all heard that. I don't like using the term pig because I don't know where the name pig came from, but I always see pig as pork. I like pork chops, ribs and stuff, you know, but I noticed there's a word that they call the American paleface all the time, police and everybody like them. What's the word? The pigs. Kill the pigs. That was the favorite line. You go to other countries, you'll even see that graffiti on walls. Kill the pigs. When they say pigs, they mean the American. They mean the Wasichu. If you don't believe me, go over there and see. Go find out. Now, one common thing from talking to Wasichus over here, they'll say, yeah, I know some Russians, and they hate Russia. A friend of mine's Russian. I worked with him. That's because he became an American Russian. It's like an Indian when he becomes an American, KKK Indian. Then he hates the Indian reservation. They hate the Reds. They hate us because we talk their language. It's common. So don't use them as to verify Russians hating Russia. They're become American. It's like Mexicans when they become American Mexicans. They hate the ones from south of the border. They even got a name for them. They call them Chuntaros. Yeah. Once you become an American Mexican, American Indian, American Russian, American Italian, American anything, you become a hater. And you hate your own people. Yeah, it's a fact. And with that, Philip, got any last words?
It was a good show again, and I look forward to next week, and everybody have a good rest of your weekend.
What about you, Wayne?
Yeah, good show, man.
Hey, Joseph, call in. I'll give you 30 seconds because we got to go, but if you call in right now, I'll put you on, but promise you ain't going to cuss us out. Call in and say hello to the indigenous nations, the American Indian movement, you know, and, you know, anyway, I was hoping, good night, Joe. Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? Yeah, I should play that. I should put that song on for you, Joseph. Hey, Joe. You know, but thank you all for listening, and don't hate me so much. I'm just here to try to get the record straight because it's not just my opinion. It's the opinion of most indigenous traditional people. We don't want your apology. We want your remorse. We want you to protect Unchimaka. We want you to respect the earth. And don't be mad at them Hawaiians right now. Your electricity destroyed their island. They know it. They don't want you tourists over there. They want you to go home and leave them alone. You know, I agree with them. With that, Toshake.
Toshake.
You know, your son should die at all.
show you all the love you're never gonna see. Yeah, yeah, no more fighting for me, Mama. No more suffering to be done. No more pain and no more sorrow. I'll bring you home again, oh mama. 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free.
Ciò che si è appena letto, in un altro pezzo di musica, io schiaccio anche si raccontano.